Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we slice through complexity and get to the actionable truth.
Hello.
So if you're watching the wild evolution of real estate sales, or if you're a homeowner just trying to figure out how to maximize profit on your next move, well, you're definitely in the right place today.
Today's deep dive is, it's very tactical. We've got source material that really lays bare the strategic thinking of sellers.
The ones trying to get around that big commission?
Exactly. The ones determined to bypass the traditional 5 or 6%. They are looking for a hack, you know, and the mission is, it's crystal clear.
That's right. So we're analyzing a very specific choice that keeps popping up in the research. It's this internal debate sellers have between the two main alternatives to a full-service agent.
We're talking for sale by owner FSBO,
right,
weighed directly against the discount brokerage model.
The sources confirm this isn't really an emotional decision, is it?
Not at all. The entire driver for this comparison is the explicit pursuit of, well, cost savings.
The business calculation.
It is. These sellers aren't just looking to sell their house. They are focused on optimizing the profit by radically minimizing the cost of brokerage services.
So the core question we're exploring is, when a seller decides to cut costs, how do they figure out where the maximum financial advantage actually is?
Right.
Do you go for that zero commission but high risk path of FSBO, or do you, you know, pay a little to maybe gain a lot with a discount broker? Let's unpack this ultimate cost versus value trade-off.
Okay, so to do that, we have to anchor the whole discussion in the seller's mindset.
Their definition of cost savings.
Exactly. And when you start looking at the alternatives, FSBO immediately sets the gold standard for potential savings.
Oh, absolutely. The conceptual appeal of FSBO is it's intoxicating.
It is.
If I sell my $500,000 house myself,
right,
and I avoid a 3% listing commission,
right,
I save $15,000 instantly. That's the dream, right? The theoretical maximum financial win.
It's 100% savings on the listing side. And that's the baseline measure. FSBO represents the most aggressive approach because you're just eliminating the broker's overhead entirely.
But, and this is the interesting part, the source material shows sellers comparing that zero-cost baseline against a paid alternative.
And that's where the real insight begins.
That's what I find so fascinating. I mean, if zero cost is on the table, why would a smart seller even think about budgeting for any fee?
It means they know something.
It means they inherently acknowledge that the free option comes with a pretty significant risk or maybe some kind of hidden cost.
Mm-hmm.
So let's define that middle ground they're looking at. What are they actually paying for with a discount broker?
A discount broker is the strategic compromise. So if FSBO is 100% of the effort and 100% of the theoretical saving,
right,
the discount broker tries to provide a really targeted service package. And the fee structure is key here. It's usually either a low flat fee.
Like what, $1,000?
$2,000. Yeah, say $1,000 to $3,000, doesn't matter what the home price is. Or it's a greatly reduced percentage commission, often 1%, maybe 1.5%.
So they're trading a piece of that maximum theoretical saving for something tangible.
Something very tangible.
And historically, the most critical piece of infrastructure they're paying for is market reach, specifically access to the MLS.
The multiple listing service. That is the strategic difference.
Absolutely.
Look, without the MLS, an FSBO listing exists, what, on Zillow, maybe Craigslist?
Yeah.
And a sign in the front yard.
And you're just hoping a buyer stumbles upon it.
You are. It relies on a buyer finding it accidentally or through just basic internet searches.
But most serious buyers, especially the ones who are pre-qualified and ready to go, they're working directly with a buyer's agent.
And that agent is searching the MLS every single day for their clients.
So if you, the seller, are not on the MLS, you are invisible to the entire professional buying machine.
Precisely. And what's fascinating here is how the seller makes the calculation. The comparison stops being about maximizing gross savings, that $15,000 you saved by going FSBO, and it starts focusing on maximizing net profit.
Okay, let's unpack that net profit calculation because this is the key insight.
This is everything.
So say I choose FSBO. I save the 15 grand in commission. Great. But because my home wasn't on the MLS, I only get offers from let's say opportunistic buyers.
Low ball offers.
Yeah. And I end up selling for $485,000. My net before any other fees is $485,000.
Okay. Now compare that to the discount broker path. You pay a $1,500 flat fee to the discount broker.
A small investment.
A small investment, and they get you on the MLS. Because all those buyer's agents suddenly see the property, you generate a ton of foot traffic, competition, maybe even a bidding war.
And you sell for more.
You end up selling for, let's say, $505,000.
So in that scenario, even after I pay the $1,500 fee, my net sale price is $503,500. Mm-hmm. The cost of that one professional service, the $1,500, it just generated a $20,000 better sale price.
Which means that fee effectively delivered $18,500 in additional net profit compared to the zero fee FSBO attempt.
Oh.
That $1,500 was an investment with a huge ROI, not an expense to avoid. And this is the tipping point sellers are trying to find.
So you're basically calculating the ROI of market exposure.
That's a great way to put it.
The discount broker model is saying, give up maybe 10% of your potential savings, and we'll use that to guarantee you don't miss out on the best buyers.
And that realization moves the conversation from just, you know, cutting costs to intelligent risk management.
Right.
When sellers compare these two, they're really deciding how much risk they can personally take on.
And that brings us to the operational reality of FSBO. It is not just about listing the house.
Oh, no.
It's about managing 100% of the transaction liability and the workload.
The burden is immense. With FSBO, the seller takes on responsibility for all the paperwork, all the state and local disclosure laws.
Which are complicated.
Very. Plus, vetting buyers' financial qualifications, managing all the deadlines, and navigating really complex contract negotiations.
So if I'm an FSBO seller and I mistakenly failed to disclose a known water issue, or if my contract isn't rock solid.
You're exposed.
I'm exposed to massive legal liability after the sale. That few thousand dollars I saved on a discount broker fee could be just wiped out by legal fees.
This raises a really important question. What exactly does that minimal fee to a discount broker get you, besides the MLS access?
Good question.
Often it covers some level of administrative support, access to standardized contracts, and maybe even some liability protection.
Oh, like an insurance policy.
Kind of, because the agent is technically representing the seller, even if it's in a limited capacity.
So the discount broker is a shield. A thin one, maybe, but a shield against the most common FSBO mistakes.
It is.
I mean, FSBO means you're taking on the role of a trained real estate professional without the training, without the insurance, or the specific market knowledge.
And the documents suggest that sellers are very aware of their own limitations.
And know what they don't know?
They do. They understand that underpricing their own property due to inexperience could cost them way more than any commission. So if we connect this to the bigger picture, the choice is often between minimizing the risk of your own incompetence.
A harsh but true.
And maximizing gross savings.
Now let's introduce a huge piece of nuance here. The buyer's agent commission. Because whether you choose FSBO or a discount broker, you often still have to pay the other side.
This is an absolutely crucial point. While sellers are fighting to eliminate their 3% listing agent fee, they usually still have to offer a competitive commission.
To the agent who brings the buyer?
Yes, say 2.5 or 3% to the buyer's agent.
And why is that? It's because if you're an FSBO seller and you advertise that the buyer's agent gets zero, guess what?
Guess what? No one shows up.
Most professional agents will steer their clients clear of your property. Why work for free?
It's the cost of access to that motivated buyer pool. So the seller choosing either of these paths is really aiming for a 3% overall savings, not 6%.
That changes the whole calculation, doesn't it?
Completely. The cost-cutting strategy is narrowly focused on the value added by the person handling the listing tasks.
So the seller is really asking, is the discount broker's $1,500 fee a better value than my own time and effort spent managing the listing, knowing I still have to pay the buyer's agent 3% either way?
And this brings us right back to efficiency and opportunity cost.
Time is money.
Exactly. The source material emphasizes that this is a business decision and your time has a dollar value.
Okay, let's put a number on that opportunity cost. A successful FSBO seller might spend, 100 hours on this.
Easily.
Researching disclosure laws, scheduling showings, fielding calls from people who aren't even qualified, waiting for inspectors, reviewing title documents.
The list goes on.
So if they value their time at even, say, $75 an hour, that's $7,500 in effort.
And that's a soft cost that eats into your profit just as surely as a commission does.
But the discount broker model, by giving you the MLS access and some of that basic admin help, might cut your workload down to, 10 hours?
A fraction of the time. which means that 90 hours you saved is real money you just kept.
So the seller isn't just comparing broker A charges X versus FSBO is free.
No, it's a much more sophisticated analysis.
They're comparing. Does the structure from the discount broker speed up the sale, reduce my personal effort, keep the price high, and help me avoid catastrophic legal mistakes? All for a fee that's less than the value of my time and risk.
That is the analysis they are performing. They are calculating the efficiency angle.
Right.
I mean, in a competitive market, a house that sells quickly because of better exposure through a discount broker, well, that also minimizes your holding costs.
Mortgage payments, utility bills, maintenance.
It all adds up, and that boosts the net profit even further.
It's a continuous optimization loop. Avoiding holding costs is another layer of cost savings that a more professional process might provide over a slower FSBO sale.
And the title of the source document itself, Brokerage Cost Comparison, it just underscores how systematic this is.
It sounds like they're using spreadsheets for this.
They are. They're using financial metrics, ROI, opportunity cost, net yield, to figure out the most effective path. They are actively looking for the minimum level of professional help needed to get the maximum market leverage.
It's a really fascinating look at how the real estate industry is being forced to unbundle its services.
That's a perfect word for it.
Sellers are refusing to pay for services they don't value, like maybe constant hand-holding or professional staging.
But they will absolutely pay for the one service they can't create themselves.
Instant professional market access.
And that access, provided by the discount broker, is what gives them the confidence that they won't leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table because of bad pricing or limited exposure.
So that small fee is just insurance against the one big mistake.
Exactly.
Okay, so to bring it all back together, the central tension we found in the material is this. This strategic battle for control over transaction costs.
Mm-hmm.
Sellers are systematically weighing the total gross saving of zero fees with FSBO against the strategic high leverage investment of a reduced fee model from a discount broker.
And the decision really hinges on the seller's self-assessment.
Their honest self-assessment.
Do they have the time, the expertise, and frankly, the emotional resilience to manage the whole process and take on all that liability?
Or is that small investment in a discount service the safer and ultimately the more profitable path?
Exactly. The documents show that while FSBO is always the big dream,
the aspiration,
the discount broker is often the calculated reality for maximizing net profit.
Right.
So let's leave you, the listener, with a final provocative thought built directly on this source material. When you engage in this kind of cost-saving comparison, the greatest expense might not be the commission you pay to an agent or a broker. The greatest financial drain could be the crucial piece of information or the market visibility that you lack. So the real deep dive for you is to determine the true dollar value of your own time, your peace of mind, and your legal expertise when you're making this fundamental selling decision.